Hey, so becoming a kick returner.
You can't miss the morning meetings. Yeah. And guess what? Our guest coming up didn't miss a morning meeting. He woke up at 7 a.m. this morning, and apparently there wasn't a meeting, but he was there. Badger Strong, Hanson Taniolu, defensive tackle out of Ephraim, Utah, via Waianae, also Hawaii. Hanson, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great.
Man, so you woke up early this morning, and there was no meeting? What's up?
I know, apparently I wasn't listening very well yesterday after the practice.
Better safe than sorry, though.
I usually put my alarm about 15 minutes before the meeting, and then I kind of my routine is get up, and then wash my face, and I walk upstairs to go wake up one of my friends, and because he usually doesn't wake up on his own, and then woke him up and dude, there's no meeting today.
Hopefully he didn't give you too hard of a time. Hopefully he was able to go back to sleep. He's not one of those light sleepers and didn't hold it against you. Hanson, we appreciate you hopping on with us. You're from Waianae. How did you make it to Snow College? And tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, my dad, he was in the Marine Corps, so we ended up in Hawaii. But there's a good friend of mine that actually played here at Snow last year. He's playing at Utah State now. His name's Chris Copier. Mm-hmm. But he was playing here, and while I was on my mission in North Carolina, he told the coaches here that I was getting ready to come back home, and it'd be a good opportunity for me and for them to offer me scholarships, and so they did so. And then I came here last year in the spring, and then just kind of got back on my feet, and then played my first college football season last year. So, yep.
Okay, I got a question. And to lead in this, I got to say, how is it, my brother? So, I'm from the North Shore, right? I'm a little older than you, but I played Pop Warner. And I played for the Ko'olauloa Red Raiders. And I remember, our toughest opponent every year was those freaking Waianae Tigers. Did you play Pop Warner down there?
I did not. I actually participated in mixed martial arts. My parents, they didn't want me to do anything with football. And it was
Until what age?
Until I was about 17, 18.
So you only played your senior year of high school football?
Well, I played all 4 years of football, but I didn't start playing football until I was a freshman. High school.
But you were doing MMA all the way up until that time. Were you doing MMA also throughout high school during football too?
Yeah.
Dude, that's also a Waianae thing. I feel like you guys are all scrappers out there.
Well, I'll tell you what, his scouting report, according to ESPN, he's thick, very explosive with his hands. And if you just watch his highlight film on Huddle, you see how he keeps his leverage, and he's able to kind of do those, kind of those little judo throws where you're allowing that momentum that the offensive lineman's creating to kind of push yourself through as a defensive lineman. So, MMA. So what's your favorite thing about sparring, and do you continue to spar?
Oh, I still kind of do a little hand movements here, a little combos, but I started doing just your basic martial arts when at the age of 4. My mom got me into it. I did a style called Shotokan, and it's just a lot of counterattack, and then I started doing a little bit of Muay Thai, and then the mixed martial arts just started, just naturally coming, and then I started training with some friends, and then, just competing in sparring matches and all that, and so honestly, I just love, for a big guy, for how heavy, I wasn't always this big, but I still can kick pretty high, and I love to kick, but you can't do that in football. It's helped me in football, with the sense of having balance, and then being able to use your hands, and then having that good reflexes. It's really important for D-line.
Hanson Taniolu, 6'2", 305-pound, three-star athlete out of Snow Junior College. They're in the Western States Football League. I played in that Western States Football League for both Eastern Arizona Junior College and Glendale Community College. It's a tough league with a lot of competition. Right now, the Snow Badgers have only lost once in that league, and you have a championship game coming up versus Pima. How are you guys getting prepared for this big game?
Well, you know, the everyday motto is, you know, to badger up, and pretty much means, you know, bring the best that you have every day, and just, you know, having that passion for perfection, you know, and just eliminating all mistakes that we can possibly have, and all the penalties, and just play good football. And, you know, snow college is, it's physical. Everything's aggressive. We don't believe in holding down or tucking tail. It's, you know, just fight to the very end.
You beat up on Pima Community College earlier this year by like 20 points. What challenges do they pose, do you think, on film?
Honestly, they have a really good quarterback that can, not really good at throwing the ball, but he's really good at running it. But, I think we made the statement to him that game that if he tries to run it, we're gonna get him.
Yeah, but you don't, often in football, you don't get a chance to play a team twice. You had a forced fumble in that ball game that led to a defensive touchdown. I mean, that's got to add a little bit, right? You want to part two that thing.
Oh, yeah. I'm not holding back at all this game. If he tries to run it toward my gap, I'm going to get him.
Hanson, if you guys win this game, there's an opportunity for a national championship game. Explain that to me.
So, I mean, pretty much the number one and number two team will probably play each other, but just because of, like, the competition level of the WSFL and compared to some of, like, one of the teams that is above us, it's just a possibility and really high chance that we'll pick up a rank and take that opportunity.
What are you guys currently ranked, Hanson?
We're ranked third right now. And, you know, we lost that opportunity to be the number one team once we lost. So Eastern, we were actually ranked number two. And, you know, we dropped to eight, and then we just got back up to three. And so, you know, we're not letting that affect us, and we're going to prove to everybody else that we deserve to be in that number one spot.
You're surrounded by a lot of great football players, Hanson. A lot of guys with scholarship offers. Jonah Trinneman. I think Braxton Winterton's a really good football player. Garrett Bowles. All these guys are going to different places around the country and have offers around the country. What's your guys' chemistry like on this team? And, you know, what is it like playing around so many great players?
Well, I mean, first off, I mean, like, we play teams that have maybe – you know, have guys that have the talent, or we play against guys that have the offers. Like, you know, Arizona Western is full of people getting off left and right, and, you know, and we have quite a few on our team as well. The difference between us and others is that we work together as a team. Just, there's no individuals, it's all family. You know, our coaches work really hard to make it family environment. It helps that we live in such a small town, and so there's nothing to do other than hang out with your friends and your teammates. And so, I mean, like, it helps to, you know, have a linebacker like Curtis Tuffa and Dax Eisinger right behind you, and then you got Braxton Winterton back there in safety slot, and you got, like, Parker Prater and Ben Burgesson playing our corners, and they, you know, we just all get along, and we all have the same goal. We went through the same grind, spring ball, fall camp, and then we, you know, on the offensive side, you have, you know, Garrett Bowles and all those other, you know, Jonah Trinneman, who just puts work in every day. And we're going for the same thing. And, you know, that's what makes us so good, is just we want to be the top.
Hanson Taniolu, 6'2", 305-pound, three-star athlete out of Snow College in Ephraim's, has offers from a bevy of schools, including Boise State, Utah, Brigham Young, Cincinnati, Oklahoma State, Oregon State, Penn State, you name it, he's got an offer from them. And, you know, it's difficult to make a choice. How have you approached your recruiting, Hanson? As you've been getting all this love, how have you been able to kind of narrow down your decision? And I don't know, when are you going to make your final decision on where you're going to commit?
Well, I am currently committed to somebody, committed to the University of Utah. But, you know, the ultimate decision that it comes down to is which school is going to offer me an opportunity to get the major that I want, which is exercise science, and also to be able to be surrounded by, like, where would I see myself living, and just what's going to give me the opportunity to play and get me to the next level. And a lot of schools that I'm talking to have that option. And, you know, just in being the my background and where I stand with religion, and, you know, that's a big part for me. And for me, it would be just like, you know, where could I be and feel comfortable with, you know, exercising my beliefs. So
how do you feel about BYU then? And you know, all those being said, you know, you mentioned exercise science, your major. How does BYU forecast you there? Do you like their program? Do you like other aspects of it that you just brought up?
I love the program. BYU has always been a huge fan of mine. Like, I've always loved them. Coach Steve Cafusi, he's been kind of like a father to me since I was 17 years old. He coached me at the All Poly camp, and you know, we just became really good pals. And you know, he's wrote me a few times on my mission, and you know, kept in contact with me. And you know, they have, you know, all everything that I could possibly ask for. The part that, you know, that I don't mention is just like, you know, what kind of defense do I see myself fitting in? And, you know, I'm still debating on whether or not, you know, if BYU has, like, you know, they are a good team, but, you know, is that the kind of defense do I want to play for? And, you know, that's the one thing I do like about the University of Utah's defense. It's easy transition for me from SNU. We run the same kind of defense, four down linemen, aggressive, blitzing, man coverage all the time. So that would be my only holdback. But for the most part, I love the program for BYU. Coach Mendenhall is a good man. They have good coaches, and they have good players. And they have a freaking awesome schedule next year. And I think it would be awesome to participate in that.
As you project into the NFL, Handsome, I mean, I know that's extremely important for you, and I can tell. You know, what have you seen from NFL teams? I know you're a huge NFL fan as well. Are you seeing, you know, what your body, your skill set, and how that translates to the NFL as maybe, you know, that zero tech or one tech, or are you more of that two or three tech type of guy? How do you see yourself translating to that next level? Because I know that's your goal. Are you, you know, that nose guard in a 3-4, or are you that that one tech, three tech on a 4-3?
You know, I haven't determined that yet. No, I keep both. I have no college has done both. We have different packages that, you know, require me to play the zero tech, or, you know, but I feel like I'm pretty good at playing the three and the one. I don't mind. It doesn't matter to me. For me, it's just like the reason why I like the 4-3 is because it's super aggressive, and it, you know, it shuts the offense up. Gives them no room to try. It makes them react to you, not us reacting to them. And so,
yeah, I think there's, you know, you have to look at the things that, you know, that you enjoy about that particular defense that you're running. You're familiar with it. So totally understand that. Handsome Tenialu on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. We know you're super excited for that that championship game. Handsome, we wish you luck as you move forward in your career, and we can't wait to watch some of the highlights from that Pima game, as well as hopefully that national championship game. So, Handsome, we bid thee farewell this evening, and have a great night, brother. Thanks for hopping on with us.
All right. I appreciate it.